The Sensational Baron Munchausen by Rudolf Erich Raspe.
To the public. Having heard for the first time that my adventures have been doubted and looked upon as jokes, I feel bound to come forward and vindicate my character for veracity by paying 3 shillings at the Mansion House of this great city for the affidavits hereto appended. This I have been forced into, in regard of my own honour, although I have retired for many years from public and private life, and I hope that this, my last edition, will place me in a proper light with my readers. At the City of London, England, we, the undersigned, as true believers in the Prophet, do most solemnly affirm that all the adventures of our friend Baron Munchausen, in whatever country they may lie, are positive and simple facts. And, as we have been believed, whose adventures are tenfold more wonderful, so do we hope all true believers will give him their full faith and credence. Signed, Gulliver, Sinbad, Aladdin. Sworn at the Mansion House, 9th November last, in the absence of the Lord Mayor. Witnessed by John, the Porter. Chapter 1. The Baron is supposed to relate these adventures to his friends over a bottle. Some years before my beard announced approaching manhood, or in other words, when I was neither man nor boy, but between both, I expressed in repeated conversations a strong desire of seeing the world, from which I was discouraged by my parents, though my father had been no inconsiderable traveller himself, as will appear before I have reached the end of my singular, and if I may add, interesting adventures. A cousin, by my mother's side, took a liking to me, often said I was fine forward youth, and was much inclined to gratify my curiosity. His eloquence had more effect than mine, for my father consented to my accompanying him in a voyage to the island of Ceylon, where his uncle had resided as governor many years. We sailed from Amsterdam with dispatches from their high mightinesses, the States of Holland. The only circumstance which happened on our voyage worth relating was the wonderful effects of the storm, which had torn up by the roots a great number of trees of enormous bulk and height, in an island where we lay at anchor to take in wood and water. Some of these trees weighed many tons, yet they were carried by the wind so amazingly high that they appeared like feathers of small birds floating in the air, for they were at least 5 miles above the earth. However, as soon as the storm subsided, they all fell perpendicularly into their respective places and took root again, except the largest, which happened, when it was blown into the air, to have a man and his wife, a very honest old couple, upon its branches gathering cucumbers. In this part of the globe that useful vegetable grows upon trees. The weight of this couple, as the tree descended, overbalanced the trunk and brought it down in a horizontal position. It fell upon the chief man of the island and killed him.